So let's review. The daf begins with a discussion of what type of an interruption between the bracha and eating is considered a hafsik, and would require a new bracha, and what type of interruption is not to be considered a hafsik, but rather a tzarich bracha for the purposes of the bracha, and therefore not require another bracha. Offering others a piece of bread after the hamotzi. Rav says that is not considered a hafsik because it is considered tzarich bracha for the purposes of the bracha. However, he adds that requesting salt or relish would be a hafsik, and he would have to make a new hamotzi. Rabbi Yechanan, on the other hand, says that even asking for salt and relish is also considered tzarich bracha for the purposes of the bracha, but asking to prepare the food for the animals, that would be considered a hafsik. Rabbi Sheshes, however, says that even preparing food for the animals is not considered a hafsik, because one is not allowed to eat before feeding his animals, as the pasuk states. V'nesati esav besadcha levemtecha v'yichalta v'savata. First the animals, and then v'yichalta v'savata, people. Therefore, this is also not considered a hafsik. Only a tzarich bracha for the sake of his bracha. Rabbi Bashmul, in the name of Reb Chiya, said that everyone eating at the table should have salt or relish in front of them before the bracha of a mitzi is said. However, if the bread being served is of a very fine quality, then this is not necessary, as was pointed out to him by the Resh Galusa. The Gemara then brings another two brief statements of Rav Bar Shmuel in the name of Reb Chiya that are not necessarily related to our discussion. One, that it is better to urinate sitting down, as this will ensure that the bladder empties completely. And another statement that one should eat salt after he eats and drink water after he drinks, as this will protect him from any harm from his food and drink. The Gemara then cites some other healthy habits, such as eating lentils once every 30 days, which also prevents askara, although eating them every day could cause bad breath. Eating mustard once every 30 days to prevent intestinal sickness, although eating mustard daily causes faintness of the heart. And eating small fish, which also prevent intestinal sickness. The Gemara now returns its attention to our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei and quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who says that on greens one makes a specific bracha of Bari Minidashoim. After telling us that the halacha is not like him, it goes on to explain that his opinion was based on the pasuk that says, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, which Rabbi Yehuda felt cannot mean that we bless Hashem only by day and not by night, but rather means that we must give him a different bracha for every day, which reflects the unique nature or blessings of that particular day. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that each particular species requires a bracha appropriate to its uniqueness. Next, we bring a new Mishnah which discusses what a person is to do when he makes the wrong bracha on a specific food. If one mistakenly made hadama on fruit, it is not a problem and he is yoytze. But if he made ha'etz on vegetables, he is not yoytze. If, however, he made a shahakul on any of them, it is sufficient and he does not need to make another bracha. The Gemara explains the reason for hadama being sufficient for fruit is because they ultimately grow from the ground. As Rabbi Yehuda holds regarding bikurim, that even if the field or tree from which he is bringing the first fruits no longer exists, he can still say upon them the pasuk es had aretz shenasatu lanu, and for the land you have given us, because ultimately, fruits come from the ground which still exists. The Gemara then goes on to explain that while it would seem obvious that making ha'etz on vegetables would not be sufficient, we would have thought that perhaps according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Eitz Hadas was wheat, so that species which grow on the ground can also be called trees, and therefore you could be Yoytzi with the bracha of Eitz on vegetables. The Mishnah therefore needs to tell us that even according to him, when it comes to brachas, only if its branches survive from year to year, even after the fruit is removed, is it considered a tree, but not something which grows completely anew each year, as do grains and vegetables. It says in the Mishnah, Va'akulon im omer shahakal yatsa. One could be yetzer by saying a shahakal on everything. The Gemara introduces us to a machlekes whether this refers to all food items, including bread and wine as well, or besides bread and wine, where their unique brachas are ma'akiv because of their chashivas. Rav Huna says that everything means everything, except pas and yayin, bread and wine. And Rabbi Yechanan says everything means everything, even bread and wine. The Gemara then goes on to say that perhaps this is essentially the same machlekes we find in the Braisa, whether one can make up his own language for a bracha. Such as saying, Kamano Pazu, Baruch HaMokim Shebra. The fruit of this tree is so beautiful, blessed be Hashem who created it. Or do we say that one needs to stick to the exact language that Chazal instituted for brachas? The Gemara says, however, that there is a real difference between that braisa and our Gemara. On the one hand, over there, one is at least specifying the type of food he's about to eat. And on the other hand, here in our case, he's at least using the language of the bracha of Shahakal, which Chazal instituted for other foods. Next, the Gemara discusses if one needs to say Birchas HaMazon after eating bread and makes up his own bracha, such as Baruch Mara Dehai Pita, blessed is the master of this bread, without specifically mentioning Hashem's name. The Gemara introduces us to a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, which is based on their understanding of the pasuk, "Lo yavarti mitzvaseicha b'lo shachachti," said during Vidu Maestris. Rav holds that the pasuk is alluding to the mitzvah of making a bracha, and the words "b'lo shachachti" tells us that we should not forget to mention Hashem's name in the bracha. Therefore, since Hashem's name was not mentioned, he's not yotze. But if he would have said "Baruch Rachmanu Mor Dehai Pita," then he would be yotze. That is at least the first bracha of Berachas Hamazon. Rabbi Yochanan, however, holds that the words "V'lo shachachti" tells us not only that Hashem's name must be mentioned, but also that Hashem is the Melech HaOlam, ruler of the world, must also be mentioned. And if it wasn't, then he is not Yetzer. The new Mishnah says that on things which do not grow from the ground, one makes a shahakal, and cites examples of vinegar, nevlois, which is a kind of date that the Gemara will explain, and locusts. Rabbi Yochanan, however, disagrees with these examples, saying that since they are a result of a curse, we do not make a bracha on them at all. The Mishnah concludes by saying that one who has several types of foods that he intends on eating, Rabbi Yehuda says to make the bracha on the fruits of the Shivas Haminim, and the Chacham say to make the bracha on whichever he likes the best. The Gemara brings a brisa which lists many of the types of foods upon which we make a shahakal because they don't grow from the ground, and includes mushrooms. Towards the Gemara asks that the brisa says that one who makes a neder from things growing from the ground is not allowed to eat mushrooms. The Gemara reconciles this by saying that the first brisa was referring to things that do not get nourished from the ground. And mushrooms, although they do grow from the ground, are not nourished from the ground. The Gemara then explains what nevelis are, according to one opinion, sunburnt dates, and according to another, windblown dates. The Gemara asks that if Rabbi Yehuda refers to them as being the result of a curse, that would seem to indicate that they are in fact sunburnt dates. What is there to argue about? Therefore, the Gemara answers that we have to say that Rabbi Yehuda is talking only about the other things listed, but not nevelis. Alternatively, the Gemara says that the machlokes about nevelis cannot be in our Mishnah, because if they are simply windblown dates, you would certainly make in them ha'etz. Rather, everyone agrees that the nevelis that are stam in our Mishnah are sunburnt dates. And the machlokes about what kind of dates it is refers to a Mishnah in Demai which talks about nevelis tamara. The Gemara challenged this as well regarding the halacha of that Mishnah, which is that these nevelis tamara have a more lenient halacha and says that it is true only in a specific case. The Gemara then asks why the two Mishnayos would refer to this kind of dates by different names and leaves that as a standing question.